That's the pay on the base. Mission. Okay, Shomeris Yavam. Woman's husband died, left her childless, and the Yavam has not yet made Yibum or Chalitza. So she's in a state of flux, waiting to see if he'll do Yibum or Chalitza. Since it's not for sure that she's going to end up being married, because maybe she'll have Chalitza, so it's different than a regular Arusa. A regular Arusa, we assume that he's going to be Machnes her, and therefore there's a Shaila whether she can sell property that she got, which eventually is going to be in the Rishus of the husband, at least for the Peiros. But here, since it's not clear that she's ever going to become his wife, because he may give Chalitza, so therefore, and while she was in this state of being a Shomeris Yavam, she inherited property. Somebody died and she had an inheritance. So Modim Beisham Beisilu, even though it's Machlokes Beisham Beisilu, whether Narusa can sell the property Lechatchila or not, here everybody agrees, Shemocheres, Vinosenes, Vekai, that Lechatchila she can sell the property and the sale is a sale. Again, for the reason we just said. Okay. Mesa, what if she died before she became a Yavama? So Mayasu Biksubasa, Uvinchosim Hanichnosim Vayotzim Ima. So there's two kinds of property she has. She has the ksuba from her original husband, right, who died. That includes the ksuba, anything extra he wrote to her in the ksuba. It also includes Nichsei Tzon Barzel. That is property that what she brought in, whether it be movable property or real estate, that she brought into the marriage, and the husband assessed how much that's worth, accepted upon himself that no matter what happens to it, she'll get back the principal. So if it depreciates, he has to make up the principal to her. If it appreciates, he gets the thing, and the thing basically belongs to him, and he just is achroy to make sure that if he divorces her, she'll get the thing, the what's it called, not necessarily the thing back, but the value, its value back. So that really belongs to him. So that's what's it called, Dichsei Tzom Barzo. That's really part of the ksuba. So what happens with her ksuba? And the Chosim HaNechnosim VeYotzim Ima, that's Nichsei Malog. That's where he doesn't accept this responsibility. It's not his. It belongs to her. She gets it no matter what it's worth when it's the time that she gets divorced or he dies. She gets what's it called, if it depreciates she suffers the loss, if it appreciates she gets the value. That kind of nechasim, as long as she's married, the body of the land or thing belongs to her, that's what we learned till now, and he gets to eat the payers of it. So that's nechnosim v'yotzim ima, they goes in and out with her. She gets the body and he only gets the payrus while he's married to her. So what happens to all these nechasim? Okay, on the one hand you could say she's like a wife, and the husband should, the new husband, the brother should yarshin her. On the other hand, she's not really his wife yet, so maybe her heirs should yarshin her. So Beishami omrim yachloku yorshi habaim yorshi av, since it's a suffix, whether she is considered like a wife and her husband yarshins her, right? So that is what's it called, Yorshe Habal, means the original husband's Yorshin, which means, according to Rashi, the brother, the Yavam. He gets it. According to others, the brothers, if there's more than one brother, split it up, the Nechasim. Right? Since he never made Yibum, so the Yerusha goes to all the brothers. But in any case, according to Rashi, the Yavam is the one. Yorshe Habal means the brother, the Yavam. And so he gets half, and Yorshe Ha'av also get half, because maybe she's not considered like a wife, and therefore her, what's it called, her heirs, which really means her father's heirs, which means, that's because we don't know who her heirs are, maybe her heirs are husband. So it doesn't say her heirs. It means her heirs, not the husband, but the father, on the father's side. Okay. Her father's heirs would get it. That's what Beis Shammai says, and the Gemara in Yavama says that Beis Shammai only holds this on the Chosim HaNichnosim V'Yotzim Ima, not on the Ksuba, whatever. The Ksuba for sure is in the Rishus of the original husband, and his heirs get it. But the Shaila is only Lagabe Nichsei Malog, there they split it. Beis Hillel Omrim, Nichosim B'Cheskosim. Beis Hillel says the Nichosim stay where they are Muchzik, meaning Ksuba B'Cheskos Yorshei Habal. The Ksuba and the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, right, that goes to the husband's Yorshim, meaning the brother, the Yavam, because the Ksuba was in his Rishus. Nechosim Hayotzim Imam, and the Nechsei Malog, that was in her Rishus, right? Then the Cheskes Yorshehad, that remains in the Chazak of her Yorshim, not of the original husband's Yorshim. Okay, Rashi. Yibum wasn't performed, so she's still in this state between when her husband died and Yibum or Chalitza. Right, that's Biksubasa means the Nichsei Tzon Barzel, which they assessed how much it's worth, and he accepted to make that good to her no matter what, but he basically now owns the property. Nichnosen v'yotzim ima, that's nichsei malog. Hey, nichsei malog, she'ain shomin osom alav. He doesn't accept responsibility for them. If they appreciate, she gets the profit. If they depreciate, she gets the loss. She remains the owner of the goof of the property, except he can eat peiros. Right, vein or shai lo tzion ela mishenichnasol rishusa nichnasim ima sheyotzi yotzim ima. He has no rights over the body of the property. They come in with her, go out with her, and he only has rights of peiros while she's married. B'shami omrim b'yavamos b'perek acholitz k'mefarish maishna reishuk shikayemes delo plige she'ein lo koach b'hem u'maishna seifa k'shemesa omru b'shami yachloku yorshe abal b'hem. Right. The Warren Yavamis asked, what's the difference of Reisha, that when she's alive, right, he has no co-op, she can sell the property. Yet when she dies, they split it up. So the Gemara over there explains, Mefarish Nami, the Dafka Noket Yachloka Yorshe Abal and Yorshe Ha'ab and Nichsei Malog. That's not talking about the property of, what's it called, of, the Gemara says over there, the Ksuba and the Nichsei Tzon Barzel. That Vaday, it goes to the Yorshe Habal, the original husband's brother. Aval Yorshe Ha'avo Yachloku B'Ksubos Habal. The Afagav the Noket, it's the only question Beis Shammai says that they split is the Nichsei Malog. Because the Nichsei Malog is a Shaila who Yarshins her. It's her property. But maybe her husband, a future husband, the Yavam, is supposed to Yarshin her. Maybe not. Maybe since she's not a Yavama yet, her father's Yarshim Yarshin her. Right, in the beginning it's talking about both of those things. In the end, the Gemara is only talking about the last case, the case of Nichsei Malog. Ubeisulam Nichosim the Tzon Barzel b'Cheskosam, the Nichosim of Tzon Barzel or the Ksuba itself goes to the Chazaka of the husband. Ubebavasu Perg Mishemeis Mefarish b'Cheskos Mihei Muchzakim. Since he has the achrayus on it, it's his. So therefore, it's his heirs are the ones who get it. Or no, since it was originally her property, maybe her yorshim get it. Right, the initial ksuba and the nichsei tzon barzel go to the Yorshe Habal, according to Beis Hillel. And the Nichsei Malug, there, what's it called, they go to her Yorshe. Okay, that's what Beis Hillel holds. Okay, now the one says like this, new case. Hiniach Ochiv Mos. Now, when the first husband dies, so the second husband is not Mechuyev to give her a Ksuba. The Ksuba transfers from the first husband to the second husband, but it's the second husband's nechosim are not leaned to the ksuba. as a normal case, where the husband's, all of his property is leaned to the ksuba. Only the first husband, whenever the first husband left over, is leaned to the ksuba, and the Chachamim made a takana that he can't sell that property. Right? Normally you could sell it, and if he doesn't have any money afterwards, you take it back from the lekuchos. But here he can't sell it. Since his property is not leaned, it's only that original property, and if that original property gets used up, she has nothing that is leaned to her ksuba, right? So therefore, the Chacham made a takana that he has no rights in the Yerusha, he can't sell it. He has to leave it leaned. What he can do is use the payros, but he can't sell the property because it's leaned to her ksuba. So what do you do? He niach ochib mos. What if the husband only left over money? Movable property, not land. So that movable property is lien to her ksuba. So you can't use that money. So what do you do? Yilkach ben karka, you buy karka with that money. V'hu el kaperus. The karka remains lien to her ksuba, and he gets the produce of the karka. Perus hat klusha min hakarka. If when the original husband died, there was fruit separated from the ground, right? Yilkach ben karka, v'hu el kaperus. Same thing, just like money. You buy, let's say, the fruit's not going to remain forever. So he can't use up that fruit. So you sell it, you buy money, you buy karka with the money, he gets the payrus of that karka, and the karka remains meshubet to her ksuba. Payrus hamechubarim bekarka, if when he died, the original husband, he left land with payrus connected to it. So Omer Rav Meir, shom min oson, kama hein yofen bepayrus, or kama hein yofen below payrus. The hamos or yukach ben karka v'uchal perus. It's mashu for a mayor that the fruit that's connected to the ground is not meshubet to her ksuba, only the ground itself. So you make an assessment how much it's worth with the perus, how much without the perus. What's part is leaned is without the perus, and the amount that's with the perus itself he could take, and you only buy karka with the amount of the land itself. And he eats peiros from that land, that new land that you buy. The Chachomim omrim, peiros hamechubarim bekarka shelo. The peiros that are connected to the ground belong to him. Hatlushim min hakarka, and the ones that are separated from the ground, kol hakol them zocha bohem. Kol them hu zocha. If when the brother died, she hadn't grabbed this for her ksuba, right, to hold for her ksuba, the payrus that are separated from the ground, then he gets them. If kodmahi, if before the husband died, she grabbed these payrus to hold as a lien for her ksuba, then she gets them. Then yukach b'em karka, what does that mean, she gets them? You buy karka with it, she maintains the gufa karka as a shibu to her ksuba, the huach payrus, and he gets the payrus from that from that thing. And the Gemara will explain why over here it doesn't make sense, right, that Peiros, all these things were part of the Yerusha, why aren't they leaned to her ksuba? Rashi, Yilkach ben karka, fish ksubosal nichse ba'al harishon. Since her ksuba is not leaned from the second husband doesn't have responsibility to give her a ksuba. He takes over the original ksuba. And only the property that the first brother had is leaned, not the second brother's property. Kidiktani lekamon, like the mission, there'll be a mission later on. Lefichach nichse hanes achroin leksubasa. Only the dead brother's property that he owned when he died is leaned to the ksuba. Elashayovim ochel peres in miyavim osa. And therefore, he's not allowed to use that karka because he's using up the lien. So he's allowed to use the payrus from that karka, but he can't sell the karka itself. Not only karka, but even movable property is meshubet, and therefore he can't use up the movable property. He can't sell it. He can't use it. You buy karka with it, and he gets the payrus, and the karka remains lien to the ksuba. Whatever grew during the dead husband's lifetime is meshubet. Whatever grew after his death, that's not meshubet.
The Chacham Merman Perish on the Chubarim the Karka Shalom. The Gemara Parech Allah. The Gemara is going to ask. It doesn't make sense. Let's go. Why should the Perish on the Chubarim the Karka not be Meshubat Tarek Suba? This man, the Omer in the Mishnah, holds that only Karka is Meshubat to the Ksuba from the first husband. But Metaltlin that he leaves over is not Meshubat to the Ksuba. Therefore, the Peris that were not connected to the ground are Metaltlin, and they would argue also on the first part of this part of the Mishnah by Kesef. If he left Maos also, it's not Meshubat for the Ksuba. You don't have to buy land that heats the payers. The kesef goes directly to the second husband, to the yavam. Elim came tops, unless she grabbed them while he was alive. She grabbed that as a guarantee on her ksuba. Then when he dies, it remains in her rishos legabi the lien. Umichaim de balba in tvisa. She has to grab it when the first husband is still alive. Like later on, the Gemara says it on Pei Dalet. But who had the nami the pligi aksofim? They are this man, the Omer in the Mishnah, argues on the case of aksofim too, because since he holds that metal, they're not meshubit. Kesef is also not. So he would argue you don't have to buy land and he eats the payers. He gets the kesef. The Mishnah aksofim payers solution. What's the difference between money or movable fruit that wasn't connected to the ground? Okay, next case, konsa. If he actually made Yibum, then she's like a regular wife for everything. Bilvad, except for one thing. He doesn't have to lean his property to the Ksuba. The Ksuba transfers from the first brother, and only the first brother's Nechasim, that now the second brother inherited, right? Only that part of his property is leaned to the Ksuba, not his own property that never belonged to the other brother. And lo yomar lo harek suba saich munachas al shulchan. He can't say, take one field and say, okay, this is what's lean to you. Now he can't say that. Kol nechosim achrem l'ksubasa. All the nechosim of the original brother are meshubit. V'chein lo yomar adam leishto. Same thing with a regular husband. Can't say to his wife, I'm setting aside this land for your ksuba and the rest of it's not meshubit. Right? All his nechasim achrayim, he can't take that lien and put it only on certain property. It's on all his property. And the Gemara is going to ask why you need a special case for the, why you have to mention the yavam, like any husband's like that. Why do they mention both cases? Girsha, if he divorces her, ain lo ela ksuba, right? She gets her ksuba. Hechzira, if he remarried her. He didn't pay her ksuba and he remarried her. Before he had a chance to pay the ksuba, he remarried her. So Hari he kechol anoshim ve'ein lo ksuba bilvad. She doesn't have two ksubas since he divorced her and owed her ksuba, right? So he should now have to pay her that. Plus now he married her again. There's a new ksuba. No, if he married her again, he married her on das that the original ksuba takes force again. So it's only one ksuba, and if he dies, she only collects one ksuba. If he divorces her, only one ksuba. Rashi. Hariyiki ishto mefarish b'gmara. Kachol nechasim sheyirish mi'echav. All the nechasim that he inherited from his brother are achroyin for the ksuba of his yivama. Girsha liyivama levimto achrish yekonsa. If he divorced her after he made yibum, right? Ain lo ela ksuba. But once he divorces her, she gets her ksuba, and the rest of the nechasim are freed up. She doesn't get everything, she just gets what's the ksuba. So as long as she's married, all his property is lien for that, so he can't sell it. Person divorces his wife, doesn't pay her ksuba, and remarries her before he has a chance to pay the ksuba. So when he remarries her, it's a continuation of the first ksuba. It's not a new ksuba. Why do you have to tell me the same case by yavama? It's like any regular woman. Once she has yibum, she's a regular wife. So why mention it twice? That a yavama that halach applies to, and a regular wife.